Wildfires raging here in California have now burned some 600,000 acres of the state, and this includes the so-called Mendocino Complex, which is now officially the largest wildfire in the state's history. One of the firefighters working long hours to battle that massive fire is Steve Kaufman. He's a fire captain in Ventura County, but joins us this morning from Ukiah, which is in Mendocino County. Captain Kaufman, thank you so much for taking the time for us. I know you've been working exhausting hours.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate that. Can you just take us into this scene? Is there a moment or an image that stands out to you as you've been battling what is now the largest fire that California's ever seen?
It's probably there's seven evacuation shelters that are set up for the Mendocino Complex. And amongst those shelters, each shelter has hundreds of evacuees in it. And it's just seeing the evacuees from the fire and how they're impacted by the fire and how they are living in these evacuation shelters. Some of them, it's been up to a week now. And trying to explain why we still have them out of their home and in the evacuation shelter. That's probably the most vivid memory that I have of this fire.
Captain, can I just ask you, I know that in one of these fires in California, the Carr fire, not the one you're fighting, two firefighters were killed. How much does knowing that loom over the work you're doing?
Well, I mean, it definitely affects our firefighters, and we think about that every single day. And even at the camps that we don't have firefighter fatalities at, there are little memorials that the firefighters will go and sign to send up to the Carr fire or the Ferguson fire or any other fire that we have a firefighter fatality. It definitely, we think about it, and families back home think about it, and you can tell when they're calling you and they're concerned about you and they want to know what your status is, and they want that daily check-in. It's definitely something that that we think about. It weighs heavy on our hearts.
Who are you checking in with? Who's calling you to make sure you're doing okay out there?
Actually, my parents. I make sure I check in with them and let them know when I get there and how things are going. And they're definitely concerned.
The governor of California, Jerry Brown, suggested that this just is going to become a way of life in California, these types of fires. And I know there have been some reports that suicide rates have been going up among firefighters with all of these blazes, with the limited resources. Does that surprise you? And are you feeling pressures that are getting worse in this line of work?
I don't know that I personally am feeling pressures. I know that, I've heard those same statistics, and I know that we're really trying to reach out. And the firefighting community is a tight-knit community. And one of the things, I don't like speaking on behalf of other people very often, but one of the things that I do feel comfortable telling you is that for firefighters, this isn't a job for us. This is truly a passion or a calling. And so we take what we do every single day very seriously. And so like when we go into a community like this, there's 3,900 firefighters on the Mendocino Complex. For all intents and purposes, we're the Mendocino and Lake County firefighters as long as we're here.
Steve Kaufman is a fire captain in Ventura County, but as he says, he feels like he's part of the fire community where he is fighting now in Mendocino County. Captain Kaufman, thank you so much.
Thank you, David.